Mentioning the Philadelphia wage tax elicits a visceral reaction from many who pay it and a ho-hum response from most who don't. Both sentiments miss the mark, according to a new look at its impact on the city in Technically. Joining me in a taxing conversation is Christopher Wink, co-founder and editorial director of Technically. Chris, thanks for joining us once again.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Chris, this month marks the 75th anniversary of the tax's implementation. What was the original intent?
When you have businesses that can't move because they're built on infrastructure like railroads, a really simple way to fund a shortfall following the Depression was tax the businesses that can't move.
So then as we became a more mobile society and city, that changed.
That's absolutely right. I mean, when enough businesses are run on a laptop and internet, it's really easy to pick up and go to a coffee shop in or outside of the city. And that's the narrative we're talking about. The little nugget that so often tax policy wonks like pushing out is you should tax what you don't want, like sin taxes, or you should tax what you can't move, like property or real estate. And we are still pushing an income and a lot of business taxes that theoretically are really mobile.
But the bipeds who pay the tax can move.
Yes.
And that's indeed what happens.
And this is why you shouldn't fall asleep during tax policy conversations, because this is a big narrative that when you tax businesses that can leave, they may on the long term leave. The reporting we did might show Philadelphia's gotten a lot better at this. We've really reduced over the last 20 years a lot of the business receipts and wage taxes, but there's still a lot of movement to go. Entrepreneurs in Philadelphia don't feel like it's enough to kill what they're trying to do, but businesses often leave once they're big enough to have an accounting department.
And well, that's what entrepreneurs are one class of employer in the city, of course. Now, it started in 1939 at 1.5% and surged to as recently as 20 years ago, 4.9.
Right.
It's tapered back to what, 3.?
For residents, it's 3.9.
A little less for those who are non-residents.
Yeah, a little under 3.5 for non-residents, yeah.
But there hasn't been a clear policy that you can make a business plan on how low it's going to go.
The moment in time we care about now is for the last 20 years, aside from a moment during the recession, there was always a clear committed reduction in the wage tax and business and receipts tax from Rendell through Mayor John Street, through Mayor Nutter, save for some recessionary pauses. And now that's gone. As the Nutter administration transitions out and we begin a mayoral primary race in the city of Philadelphia, we have to recognize that we don't yet have a committed long-term strategy again for the reduction of these business taxes. And so you don't know what the long-term view of it's going to be.
Now, the focus of the report and Technically puts into relation the wage tax and property tax in Philadelphia,
right,
out of line with other major metropolitan areas.
Here's a strange thing you wouldn't hear in a lot of places. Property taxes in Philadelphia are probably lower than they should be. And that helps create a commercial real estate market that you can't charge a lot per square foot. And that means the correlation of that is that our business taxes are overburdened, that we're putting too much of our city tax revenue needs on business taxes as opposed to property tax. And that's the transition that in our reporting we found increasingly we need to reconfigure. We have to look toward a push toward property tax being a larger part of our revenue pool and business taxes like the wage tax being less of it.
Though the report posits that the wage tax is not a disincentive to starting businesses, rather in keeping them.
And that's a big point here. It's a nuance that we forget. Philadelphia has amazing assets. This is where a young creative talent class wants to be. So when we report on a lot of early stage companies that want young talent, the wage tax and other business taxes is not yet enough of a burden for them to want to be elsewhere. So I think that's a nuance view we have to get. This isn't the same old business tax story in Philadelphia where, gosh, the taxes are too much to do anything. You can and should start businesses in Philadelphia. It's actually a great place to do it. The story comes far later on in that business history when you have the accounting department and you're at a much larger profit margin. That's when you start focusing a lot more on the tax story. So you can start a business in Philadelphia. We've gotten better. The conversation now has a turn to keeping those businesses here long term.
Does a smarter tax policy imply ultimately reducing that wage tax to zero, or is there an appropriate tax?
And that's something we push for in our reporting. You have to have a goal. And it's not going down to zero, though some might like that. In the 2-3% range for a wage tax, most cities can be fairly competitive. Again, we're at 3.9 for a resident. Getting down to 2-3 is a great mix. There's a mixture we can make with tax policy that makes a lot of sense. It isn't bringing everything down to zero, because ultimately we do at some point philosophically typically want to provide services as a city government, and tax policy is a smart way to do that.
Though that transition can be tumultuous if in 1 year you go from over 3% to 2%.
Right. Yeah, you can't do this. I mean, even the biggest advocates for reducing tax policy recognize when you reduce tax footprint, there is a lag in how quickly that motivates new business activity. So if you reduce that tax policy, as we've been doing, that wage tax for 20 years, you slowly trim it down. You do change over the time business activity, and you suggest support that with property tax revenue and business activity generally. You can't go down to zero immediately because you then implode the services you can offer as a city. And that's a fundamental balancing act that we've been going through for since the Rendell administration in the early 1990s.
Technically, it's apparently part of the effort to encourage the Philadelphia mayoral candidates to at least explore this issue. How so?
Yeah, so we're a news organization like any other, and editorially, we believe that this has to be at least a fundamental conversation. The fear is only disasters create motivation, and we've done a decent job of slowly ticking this down over the last 20 years. So if we don't talk about it, it's very easy to forget this issue and push it to the sidelines. We think it should be a fundamental conversation during the mayoral primary. The tax policy is going to impact schools. You care about schools, tax policy is an enormous reality here. You care about crime, tax policy is an enormous part of crime prevention. Any conversation you care about in the city of Philadelphia or the entire region, if you believe the city benefits the broad region, which it does, has to be a tax policy conversation too.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Dave.
Christopher Wink is co-founder and editorial director of Technically.